Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Slow Tide Home. Once on a sea as smooth and still as dark glass, there was a ship called the Drowsy Lantern. She was an old ship, a good ship, with round wooden sides and a warm golden light at her bow. She had been sailing all day long. She had sailed through the bright morning sun. She had sailed through the long gold afternoon. She had sailed through the pink and purple dusk. And now the sky was deep and dark, and full of stars, and the sea was calm, so very calm. The moon lay across the water in one long, soft, silver line. The Drowsy Lantern moved through the night, slowly, slowly, like a tired child walking home. There was no hurry now. The day was done. Far ahead, tucked between two soft hills, was a quiet little cove. That was where the Drowsy Lantern was going. That was where she would rest. The water barely moved, the air barely breathed, the ship barely made a sound. Slowly, 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 the Drowsy Lantern drifted toward the dark, quiet cove where everything sleeps. On the deck of the Drowsy Lantern, the captain stood at the big wooden wheel. Her name was Captain Mara. She was a small, round woman with soft gray hair and kind brown eyes that crinkled at the corners when she smiled. She wore a long blue coat and a faded blue hat, and she had sailed this sea more times than she could count. Captain Mara did not turn the wheel much tonight. There was no wind to fight. There was no current to push against. She just rested her hands on the worn wood and looked out at the dark, still sea ahead. She could see the cove in the distance. It was not far now. She let out a long, slow breath. Her shoulders came down. Her hands grew soft on the wheel. She had been holding on all day. She could let go a little now. The sea would carry them the rest of the way. The sea knew where to go. Captain Mara closed her eyes for one slow moment and listened to the quiet water around her. Good, she thought. Very good. Behind Captain Mara, sitting on a big coil of rope, was the first mate. His name was Old Pip. He was tall and thin, with long white eyebrows and big, weathered hands. Old Pip had been on the Drowsy Lantern longer than anyone. He knew every plank of her deck, every creak of her mast. All day, Old Pip had been busy. He had pulled ropes and checked knots and called out to the crew. He had worked hard, but now his hands lay still in his lap, and his long white eyebrows had stopped frowning, and his big face had gone soft and loose. He leaned his back against the mast and looked up at the stars. There were so many stars. He knew some of their names. He could not remember them right now. That was all right. The stars did not mind. He watched one star, then another. His eyes moved slowly, slower, Each star was very still. Each star was very far away. The ropes beneath him were soft and round, and he settled into them a little more, and then a little more. Old Pip breathed in, slowly. He breathed out, slowly. His long white eyebrows went still. Near the side of the ship, two young crew members sat together on the wide wooden deck. Their names were Dove and Lena. Dove had curly dark hair and quick, bright eyes. Lena had short red hair and rosy cheeks, and a gap between her front teeth that showed when she smiled. All day, Dove and Lena had been the busiest crew members on the ship. They had run and climbed and laughed and called to each other from the high ropes. They had been full of movement, full of noise, full of life. But now, Dove sat very still, hugging his knees. And Lena sat beside him, her legs stretched out long in front of her. They were not talking much now. Every so often, one of them said a soft word. The other one nodded. Then there was a long pause. Then another soft word. The pauses were getting longer. The words were getting softer. Dove rested his chin on his knees and looked out at the dark water. The water was so still. He could see the stars in it. They looked the same down there as they did up above. The same soft light. The same quiet. He blinked once, slowly. Now it was time to bring the sails down. Captain Mara called out in a low, soft voice. Not a big captain voice. A bedtime voice. A slow, quiet voice that fit the night just right. Dove and Lena and Old Pip moved to the ropes. They did not rush. There was no hurry. They pulled the ropes slowly, slowly, and the biggest sail began to come down. The big sail was wide and pale in the moonlight, and as it came down, it made the softest sound, a long, slow rustle, like a whisper. Like a sigh. Down it came, slowly, slowly, folding itself against the mast like a great soft wing, like a bird settling in for sleep. Then the smaller sail, slowly, slowly, down it came. Another soft rustle, another soft fold. Then the last sail, the littlest sail of all. Down it came, slowly, so slowly, whispering all the way until it was folded and still. Now the mast stood bare against the stars. No more sails, no more rustle, just the smooth, dark sky and the stars and the mast standing quiet and tall. In the middle of it all, the drowsy lantern moved on without her sails. The tide would carry her the rest of the way. Old Pip walked to the side of the ship. He carried the anchor chain in his big, slow hands. The anchor was old and heavy and dark, and it had rested on the deck all day, waiting for this moment. Old Pip leaned over and let the anchor slide gently over the side. There was no big splash, just a soft, quiet little gulp of water, plip. And then the anchor was gone, slipping down through the dark sea. Old Pip watched it go. He could not see it in the dark water. but he could feel the chain moving through his hands, slow and steady and smooth. Down went the anchor, down and down, through the cool dark water, down past the long silver fish who were already sleeping, drifting in the dark with their eyes open, dreaming fish dreams. Down past the soft, slow waving of the sea plants. Down, 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 through the quiet dark. Until at last, the chain went soft in old Pip's hands. The anchor had found the bottom. It had settled into the soft, cool sand. And it held. It held the ship gently, the way two hands hold something very small and very dear. Old Pip let go of the chain. He straightened up slowly. The anchor held. The ship stopped her drifting and swayed just a little. Once, twice, side to side. And then she was still, or nearly still. Still enough. The quiet cove was all around her now. The two soft hills rose up on either side, dark and round against the sky. The water here was even calmer than the open sea. It was so calm it barely felt like water at all. It felt like breathing. The ship breathed in and rose up just a little. The ship breathed out and settled down, just a little. Up and down, in and out, slowly. Lena put her hand on the wooden rail and felt the ship move under her palm. Up, just a little. Down, just a little. She liked that feeling. It was a good feeling. It was the feeling of being held. Dov lay down flat on the deck and looked straight up at the sky. The stars were very clear up here in the cove. No wind to blur them. He found the brightest one and looked at it. It did not move. It just glowed, soft and far away. Dov let out a long breath. The deck was warm under his back. The ship rocked him. Up and down, slowly, up and down. Now Captain Mara walked slowly to the front of the ship. She walked the way you walk when you are very tired and very happy and there is nowhere left to go. One slow step, then another slow step. She reached the big lantern that hung at the bow of the ship. This was the lantern that gave the ship her name. It was a round, warm lantern, and all day and all night it had burned bright and gold to light the way. Captain Mara reached out and took hold of the little wheel on the side of the lantern. She turned it. Very, very slowly. The flame inside the lantern began to lower. The gold light grew softer. It grew dimmer. It was like watching the sunset, but slower and smaller and very close. Softer it grew, dimmer it grew. The circle of warm light on the deck around the lantern grew smaller and smaller. Like a tide going out. The bright gold faded to a deep amber, then to a soft, warm orange, then to the color of a single ember left in a fireplace at the end of a long day. Captain Mara let go of the wheel. The lantern still glowed, just a little, just enough. A small, sleepy, breathing glow. The night could see it. The fish below could see it. It said, "Here we are. here we rest. The crew sat down together on the warm deck. Old Pip settled back against his coil of rope. Dove lay on his back, looking at the stars. Lena curled herself up near the mast, her arms wrapped around her knees. They did not need to do anything now. The work was done. The sails were down. The anchor held. The lantern glowed soft and small. The cove was quiet all around them. After a little while, Old Pip said something. It was a soft thing, a slow thing, just a few words. Lena smiled and said something back, even softer. Dove laughed, but it was a small, sleepy laugh, like a bubble rising to the surface of the water. Then there was quiet. Then Captain Mara sent something from where she sat near the bow. Just a word or two. Very soft. Very slow. Old Pip nodded. He did not speak. Lena's eyes were getting heavy. She could feel it. She did not try to stop it. She let her eyes be heavy. She let her breathing slow down. In through her nose slowly. Out through her mouth slowly. The voices around her grew softer and softer and softer still. The pauses between the words grew longer and longer until the last soft word floated out over the water and was gone. Now there were no more voices, just breathing, slow and even and deep. Old Pip breathed in. Old Pip breathed out. His long white eyebrows were perfectly still. His big hands lay open and soft in his lap. Dove breathed in, and his chest rose just a little. Dove breathed out, and his chest fell just a little. His curly dark hair spread out around his head on the deck. His quick, bright eyes were closed now. Lena breathed in, warm and slow. Lena breathed out, warm and slow. Her rosy cheeks were soft. Her gap-toothed smile was hiding behind soft, still lips. Captain Mara breathed in, down deep, all the way in. Captain Mara breathed out, all the way out, slowly, slowly. Her kind brown eyes were closed. Her blue hat had tipped a little to one side. They were all breathing together now, all four of them, in their own slow time, each breath like a small wave coming in and going out on a shore. In and out, in and out. The ship breathed with them. The sea breathed with them. Everything breathing together, slow and soft and deep, in the dark, quiet cove, under the stars, under the moon, with the little amber lantern glowing at the bow like a sleepy eye. And now? There was only the tide. The water rocked the drowsy lantern very gently, side to side. Up and down, slowly. Up and down. Each rock was a little smaller than the one before. Each rock was a little slower than the one before. The mast swayed just barely against the stars. The tiny amber lantern drifted a little this way, then a little that way. Slow as a breath, slow as a dream. Below the ship, in the cool, dark water, the silver fish slept on, drifting in their own slow circles. the anchor held in the soft sand at the bottom, patient and still. The folded sails were quiet against the mast, soft as sleeping wings. The hills of the cove rose up on either side, dark and round and very still, like two big pillows on either side of the ship. And the moon lay its long silver line across the water, and the stars were steady and soft above, and the whole world had grown very quiet and very still and very, very gentle. Up rocked the ship, and down, slowly, up and down, like a hand rocking a cradle, like a song with no words, only a tune, low and warm and slow. You know that tune. You have always known it. You are part of it now. Up and down, slowly, slowly. You are safe. You are worn. You are held. Slowly, slowly. The drowsy lantern rests. The sea is still. The stars are still. Old Pip is still. And Dove is still. And Lena is still. And Captain Mara is still. The sails are folded. The anchor holds. The lantern glows, so small now, so soft, like a firefly sleeping in a jar. The cove holds the ship. The ship holds her crew. And the tide holds everything, gently, the way the night holds all sleeping things, gently, all through the dark, quiet hours. Up rocks the ship, just a little, and down, just a little. Slower now, slower. The fish are dreaming. The sand is still. The moon is moving very slowly across the sky, the way all good things move, without rushing, without noise, just quietly doing what they have always done. And you are here too, in the dark and the still and the soft. You are rocking with the ship. You are breathing with the sea. There is nothing you need to do. There is nowhere you need to go. Everything is done. Everything is quiet. Everything is good. The slow tide rocks you, softer and slower, and softer still. The lantern glows its last small glow, and the stars watch over everything, the ship, the sea, the sleeping crew, and you. All the way through the long, soft, still, and peaceful night.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.